This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM. I'm Michael Crowell. The closure of 31 driver's license offices leaves 28 counties in Alabama without a place you can get a driver's license. The closings, all in mostly poor rural counties, many of them with majority African American populations, has some saying that the state is making it more difficult for black Alabamians to vote. Here to discuss this is Kyle Whitmire. He's the state political columnist for the Birmingham News and AL.com. Hi, Kyle.
Thanks for having me.
So in the big picture, briefly explain how the closure of these driver's license offices affects voting.
Since in 2011, the state passed a voter ID bill. It did not go into effect until last year after the Voting Rights Act was effectively neutered by the United States Supreme Court. Almost simultaneously, the state put that voter ID law into effect. And when you go to the polls now, you have to show a form of government-issued photo ID. And for most folks, that's a driver's license.
Governor Bentley admitted that there will be an inconvenience for first-time drivers and drivers from other states who move to Alabama who need a license. But he also says anyone without a driver's license can get this, get a photo ID at a registrar's office in each county. He also says every probate judge in the state has the authority to renew driver's licenses. Have we seen any evidence that either of these things are happening or will happen?
It's happened for some, but not many. This seems to have been more of a prophylactic measure to keep the Justice Department from coming back and questioning what the state was doing. Look, you can't pay for your, you know, they can't force you to pay for your rights, so they do have to give you access to some sort of free ID. Registrar's offices, according to the Secretary of State, have issued in the last year about 1,400 of these. They, you know, talk a lot about this van that they send out into different areas so that people can have better access to it. Last night, he said on television that that van in the last year has issued 29 of these IDs. Those numbers compared to, you have to compare those numbers to their larger estimate of how many Alabamians, registered voters, not just Alabamians, but registered voters specifically, don't have photo ID. This time a year ago, the Secretary of State estimated that as many as 500,000 registered voters in Alabama did not have a driver's license or a non-driver ID after they compared the rolls to the Department of Public Safety records. They guessed that roughly half of those folks had one of the other forms of ID that you can use at the polls. But that leaves 250,000 Alabamians without access to or without the ability to vote, essentially. And, you know, whatever the state is doing, it hasn't reached 250,000 registered voters.
The governor said, and I'm quoting here, we will go to people's houses to have their picture made if they don't have a photo ID in the state of Alabama. I mean, is that anywhere near reality? Not to be too cynical about it. I mean, is he really going to do that, go to everyone's house?
It sounds like a lot of work and also sounds like it's costing a lot of money. And remember, the point of closing these driver's license offices was that what is now called the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency did not get the appropriations that they wanted in this year's general fund budget.
So basically you're saying there's this extra burden on the poor and those who live in the Black Belt of Alabama to get transportation, to get you out of the county,
right,
to get a driver's license, and they may not think it's worth it and therefore might not have access to the most common form of ID used for voting.
Right. And, you know, I think it's worth remembering when we talk about the Black Belt, we're essentially talking about a region in the heart of Alabama that's by the numbers, and I don't use this term in a disparaging way or to demean anybody, but it is effectively in places a third world country that has, you know, the statistics match up. These are people who've inherited, we know how you inherit wealth in this country. You also inherit poverty, but you don't have to have a will and testament. No one has to die. You get it the moment you're born. And these are people who generation after generation have been born into circumstances that leave them without access to things like good education or transportation, where things like going to Walmart are, you know, pretty difficult tasks. And now getting a driver's license is also one of those.
Very briefly, Jesse Jackson was in town today. You were at the press conference. What did he say?
Well, he came by our office to talk to us, and, you know, he said he's concerned about this and also about access to good health care, which is one of the other things that we see now in rural Alabama with rural hospitals closing. People who live in these outer areas, their lives are not as easy as someone who lives in Birmingham.
Kyle Whitmire is state political columnist for the Birmingham News and AL.com. Kyle, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.